For some months now.
How many months?
About 7 to 8 months.
Okay. God bless you. Sit down very well and listen. His evidence is following. His evidence is following. Praise God. There's a young man that I interviewed Friday evening. 13 years old. He's around. 13 years old. Amen. I had to ask him again as I was interviewing. Excuse me, did you say you are 13? I wanted to be sure it's not a dwarf I'm talking to. What was coming out of his mouth was too much. Hallelujah. Then I understood that Jesus Christ went to the temple one time at the age of 12. If that spirit that was in Christ be in any child now, it will do the same thing. Amen. Don't worry. After the children week, next week, we have the opportunity of having him to come and preach to us. So that you hear what I had too. Hallelujah. Amen. And he comes from Abia. From Abba. And he's a member of Chuzi. But now, his eyes of understanding, according to him, have been opened. Praise the Lord. Amen. So it encourages us to see that even a 13-year-old boy understands the depth of salvation as we present it here to the people. Amen. He's now wondering if he should go back at all, because where will he worship if he lives here? He only came for a holiday in his uncle's place, who is a minister in this church. Hallelujah. Praise God. He confessed what he used to do just to hear the word. He said when he comes around there, he said he will just go and take the tape they are selling there, that he would thief it and go and play. When they finish there, he will run back and go and put it, because he can't even afford to buy the messages yet. Nothing will stop him from hearing the message. When he listens, he will sneak back and hang it back. Amen. Okay, so brother, listen. He said, please, you said anyone who has heard of the message. Somebody shout the message. Message. There is a message. Somebody shout the message. Message. Can you tell your brother, ask your brother, are you in the message? Okay, ask another question. Have you heard the message? Say it again. Ask another person. Another person. There's a message. You say anyone who has heard of the message and even come out of the denomination, repented, but did not do correct water baptism, that if he dies, he is going to hell. You said it is evidence his name is not in the book of life, because nothing should have stopped him from being baptized. Now I ask, what about one of the robbers who died with Christ without baptism? And he was promised eternal life. That is his question. Two or three things from this question. Number one, he said that the person has heard the message. Now, what came to my mind as I read that question is, how can you tell me you heard the message and yet you were not baptized? What did you hear? So that means the person did not hear the message. Amen. One of the things accompanying this message, amen, one of the things accompanying this message. Remember what this message came to do. Remember what it came to do. The message came to restore. Restore what? Matthew 13. Hallelujah. We're receiving response from those who are watching us in our internet broadcast. And if you are connected this morning, you are welcome too. Amen. Matthew 13. If you are with us, I'll read one parable there in verse 33. The parable of the leaven. Are you there? Hallelujah. Another parable spake he unto them, the kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal till the whole was leavened. What is that meal? It is the unadulterated food for life, the word of God. 3 measures of that meal is the 3 works of grace: justification, sanctification, and the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It took leaven. Leaven, praise the Lord. Leaven here is sin or false doctrine. In the usage here, it's referring to false doctrine. He said, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. That is the false doctrines that they teach. It took false doctrines and corrupted the 3 measures of meal. And who is that woman that did it? The woman there, there are 3 women in the Bible. 3 symbolic women in the Bible. The first woman is in Revelation chapter 12. Israel. God's covenant people. The second symbolic woman is in Revelation chapter 17. That woman there is described as a whore, a harlot, and a mother of harlots, and all the abominations of the earth. A terrible woman. These 3 women, they are all religious women. They are talking about the different stages of the church of Jesus Christ. The whore in Revelation chapter 17 is the Roman Catholic Church. A great whore, a harlot. A harlot is a woman that does not live true to her husband, but every man, he fornicates with any man that comes her way. Whether an idolatry, you marry to it. Guru Maharaj comes, he says, we are one. Hindus, we are one. Everybody, we are one. It's the same God we are serving. You are a whore. That is spiritual fornication. You must hold on to only one man. False doctrine and change the doctrine for sanctification, the justification, change the doctrine for the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and you know what they stand for in that church concerning these 3 works of grace. Hallelujah. And corrupted the whole meal. But the Bible says, I will restore. Hallelujah. I will restore. Justification. Amen. You are justified through the blood of Jesus Christ. That is water baptism. That church does not teach correct water baptism. You know what they teach. For sanctification, it is some penances you make, some indulgences you make. And for the baptism of the Holy Ghost, they replace it with Holy Eucharist. Come and eat something, drink, take one wafer, you have taking the Holy Ghost. Amen. Corrupted the whole thing. Look, you Catholic hearing me or listening to me, don't be angry. I am telling you, it is not you. We are looking at the system because God's true children are locked up in that error. We want them to hear the truth and come out of that. It is not the people that are inside that church we are talking about. It is the spirit that established that organization. It's an antichrist spirit. Praise the Lord. We're not speaking against the followers because you can't go above what you know. And we want you to know who you are affiliating with. The seat of Antichrist, that is that church. And eventually, you will know, as time will go on, that the Antichrist will be produced from that system. I am telling you, that is the truth. And it is scriptural. Praise the Lord. Corrupted the whole meal. But God himself decided to restore. In restoring, amen, hallelujah, he sent a messenger with a message. The message is, come back to the original. Come back to Bible Christianity. Come back to the scripture. Come back to the foundation of our faith. Come back to the faith of the fathers. The apostolic faith. He said, remove not the ancient landmarks. The Bible says so. You are not to remove them. Because landmarks have been set for others coming behind to follow. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When men died, the apostolic fathers died, the children that were produced discovered that the wells, that the dog, that they received water of life, those wells, the Philistines went and stopped them. Hallelujah. Genesis 26 says so. Close them. But there was the boy of promise, the son of promise, Isaac. Amen. When Abraham died, Isaac took over. Isaac received all. All. He gave him all. Abraham gave him all. Genesis 25 says so. Praise the Lord. Among the things Isaac received, the knowledge, revelation, he gave the sons of the concubines, he gave them gifts. Listen, church, as Genesis 25 says so. Abraham was about to die. He called all his children. They are all his children, oh. Church, they are all his children, but there is a child of promise there. There is an Isaac among the children of Abraham. All of them are answering Abraham. Abraham as their father. But when he came, hallelujah, hallelujah, for him to fulfill his promise, he called all his children, the children of Keturah. Amen. The wife that took over after Sarah died. Hey, Jesus Christ. Can somebody understand something from there? After Sarah died. After Sarah died. Before Sarah died, he left a seed. She left a seed. By the name of Isaac. But another woman came up. After the death of the first wife. And produced children. Church. Amen. The first church of Jesus Christ is in the Bible. Hallelujah. That first church is here. It's in the Bible. It started on the day of Pentecost. with that mighty revival that went forth. But when men died, those first church died. The first church died. And another woman sprang up and brought forth children. I'm saying something to somebody here. Hallelujah. But the foundation of God standeth. The Lord knoweth them that are his. He called all of them, plus the children of the concubine, Keturah. Keturah is still referred to as a concubine. He married her, but Abraham knows who his real wife is. And I want to believe that Keturah must have been a woman outside. When, because if he had married her like he married Sarah, he would have called her his wife. He said concubine. That means when this old woman died, man must stay with somebody now. This Keturah, she's always massaging me. Oh yeah, come home. And she came home. That's why she's still referred to as a concubine. Concubine. Church. There are concubine churches. But there is the original church. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Catch this revelation. I am speaking the message. Amen. Amen. This morning, everywhere, they have just 2 hour services in all churches. And they are going to use, out of the 2 hours, divided into about 3 segments. 1 hour of worship. Hallelujah. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. See the difference. Abraham called them, called all the children. All. So, all my children, I am dying, I'm going. All of you, come. The first people that will reach there will be Keturah's children. They're always the ones first to fall under anointing. Hallelujah. Remember that a tear grows faster than the reed. Amen. Hallelujah. And they all came. But Abraham knows who is who. Amen. The Bible says, somebody's hearing up for the first time, they think I'm just talking. Go to Genesis 25. Sorry. I just believe you. I'm talking to. I've forgotten that some people are watching us, you know, on air now. Listen. Verse 1. Listen. Genesis 25. Hallelujah. Then again, Abraham took a wife, and her name was Keturah, and she bare him Zimran, and Zoshar, and Medan, and Midian, and you see all their names. You see, are you getting all their names? She bare him who? These are the Protestant churches. Zimran, you know what it stands for. Joshan, you know what it stands for. Maybe it's the name of one big denomination. I know one called name today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And go to verse 5. And Abraham gave all that he had unto Isaac. But unto the sons of the concubines which Abraham had. Abraham gave what? Somebody shout gifts. Shout gifts. Gifts, and sent them away from Isaac, his son. while he yet lived, eastward unto the east country. The emphasis here, church, is that he gave them gifts. But when it came to Isaac, the promised seed, he gave him all, that is gifts plus. I have said it before. It means there is something that Isaac knew that those other children of the concubine did not know. And it is that knowledge that he had that led him to chapter 26, where he went and located the exact spot where his father dug wells during his own time. He went and he did not dig another well. He went to the same well and dug it. The Bible says, after the death of the fathers, they said that the Philistines went and stopped them with earthly wisdom, earthly doctrine, earthly earthbound gospel, covered where the living water was. Praise the Lord. See, this number of people, if you catch what we are saying here, this whole Lagos will be on fire. But unfortunately, from the response I receive, even now, not everyone here seems to understand the depth of what I am saying. I'm telling you, so that you know why we are not a denomination. So that you will know the difference between a bride and a girlfriend. You know the difference between a wife and a concubine. All of them answer Abraham. But Abraham knows who is who. Everybody is in the church this morning worshiping the Lord. But God knows who is who. One group, all they know is gift, gift, gift. Beyond the anointing and power and miracles and signs and wonders, prosperity, they know nothing beyond that. But the bride of Jesus Christ know all of that plus the divine timetable from beginning to the end. The bride knows it. Amen. The first well that Isaac of this age will dig back, the first one, is the true doctrine for justification. That is the first one. How did they remit sins in the Bible? You search, dig the well. This is the well. Dig it. Dig that well. You will discover that baptism that was done in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ with earthly ideas, it was covered and replaced with Father, Son, Holy Ghost, and all the confession, sprinkling, child baptism, and all that thing. Earthly man-made ideas replace the fountain of life, the Word of God. Praise the Lord. That is the first one that they will dig out. Amen. You discover, when you dig deep, you will discover that baptism is in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Our fathers baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. What of sanctification? Hallelujah. Earthly doctrines covered the fact that without holiness, no man will see God. And replace the true, the worship of a holy God. They came to turn the grace of God into lasciviousness. It's grace, it's grace, grace, grace. But Apostle Paul said, shall we continue in sin that grace will abound? He said what? God forbid. Amen. Hallelujah. Suddenly, praise the Lord. The Bible tells us we are called, predestined to be conformed to to the image of Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ, the image he has, he's the image of the invisible God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If he is the image of the invisible God, we too, we must be the image of the invisible God if we put on also the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the truth. And it is an image of holiness. Not your nose, your head, your gorimakpa. It is not your dressing. It is something that reflects a character of godliness. Praise the Lord. And that is what must be hammered. And then we come to the second well. That is the third well. Third well is sanctification. And that is the third measure of that meal. It has to be cleaned up. And then we come to the third measure of that meal. Baptism of the Holy Ghost. And all manner of teachings concerning the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Now, run contrary to what the scriptures teach us. To be born again is to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah. That is what our teacher this morning was quoting from John chapter 1. He quoted the scripture. Hallelujah. John chapter 1. Let's just open it. Verse 11. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Now verse 13. Which we are born, that is being born again, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh. That is, it's not a man meeting his wife to say, now it is time for us to have children. It is time for us to have children. Oh yeah, go and remove that family planning you put. Amen. No. He said, not of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man. It is the will of God. It is the will of God. It is God that does, you know, that gives the power to become his son. And the power to become a son of God. Because until Christ came, we are all children of the devil. Because with the loss of your father, you will do. We are under his tutelage. We are under his control. And he was doing nothing but keep us deeper and deeper in sin. But God came to turn around that sinner to his son. And a sinner cannot be a son of God. So for him to give you the power to become his son is the power that can transform a sinner to a saint. As many as receive him, to them gave he power. Hallelujah. Listen, church. This power is not just a power of attorney. Listen, church. It is not an infirmment. It is not. It is not God coming to you and saying, now, Ananti, you are my son. He said, hey, Papa, give me ID card. So anywhere I go, they're going to say, I'm your son. No, it's not a paper identification. Hallelujah. It is a life transformation that is not by your own power. No man can achieve that. It is by the will of God. The power of God coming inside a sinner and transforming you to a saint. Being able now to live a life pleasing before God. Praise the Lord. That is achieved by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. But that woman again corrupted that. If you can speak in tongue, you are born again. Say after me. If you say after me, listen, church, not of the will of man, but of the will of God. Now, a man is now saying, say after me. Whose will are you following? Say after me. Father, say after me now. Sister, say after me. Father, from today, I give my life to Christ. Receive me. Write my name in the book of life. I will not sin again. You say, if I say with my mouth, I believe with my heart, I am saved. I am saved today, Lord. From today, I am born again. Did you say it? You are born again. Now you are born again. By whose will are you born again now? By whose will are you born again now? You are born again by saying after me. So you are born again by my own will. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Our eyes of understanding He has opened up at last. As with victory is ours, who we are chained down in the past. Through jubilee has sounded, and we have responded to our God.
To our God,
who's original life.
Hallelujah,
the original
life.
The original one.
The original one.
The Son of Man
is revealed,
the seven seal
will be opened.
The original light,
the
original seal. Hold on one moment. Hallelujah. The Bible says He, God, has given us the spirit of adoption. Hallelujah. Whereby we say what? We are called unto adoption, full authority and power. For translation in this time, then today soon be over. Glory, hallelujah, to our God, whose original life, the original life,
the original seed,
the original seed,
the original word. It's what I believe.
The Son of Man
is revealed, the seven seals will be opened.
Yes, sir.
The original seal.
Hallelujah. Church, listen. Amen. You can never be saved by a confession. The confession comes as a result of a salvation you have received. It is not the confession that saves you. It is not. Before I say I am a Christian, Christ has made me one. And I have evidence to confirm it. By the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Baptism of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Christ in you, the hope of glory. You can never be a child of God without Christ living inside of you. And He's living inside of you to do a work, to clean you up, to change your sinful nature. That is why He's a spirit. When He dwells inside of you, we will know He dwells inside of you. Hallelujah. The life you live is propelled by the Spirit that dwells inside of you. It is the Spirit that dwells inside of you that controls you. That's why He said, by their fruits. Hallelujah. Not by the anointing, no. The anointing was given to Keturah's sons. Yet the promise was not for them. Not the anointing, no. Because people, when the Bible says, be diligent to make your calling and election sure, people are diligently seeking the anointing. They can go to the mountain and spend weeks on top of the mountain. One prayer point, more power, Lord. They can't spend 1 hour to study the word. You are from Keturah. You are from Keturah. It's a denominational spirit. Something about a true bride. You're going to marry a man that you will live forever with. And all you're interested from him is the gifts he'll be buying for you. Which village is he from? I'm not saying it'd be Ibosha. That's all I know. I'm not saying it'd be Igbo. Which village? Me, all I know is I love him, oh. Yeah, I love him, oh. All where he come from is secondary. Which school he go? See, if a bride, a true bride, that will live with a man for the rest of her life, the first thing you are anxious to do is to know his village, is to know his source, his origin. You must know his origin. As the average denominational Christian, who is Jesus Christ? He's the second person in Trinity now. He's the Son of God now. No, nothing about somebody you say you are married to. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, I am not condemning you. I want you to wake up. That's all I'm doing. Praise the Lord. The three measures of meal that we have. Buried. Corrupted. But God, through the ministry of William Marion Branham, came in this age to restore. That is the message. The message is come back to Bible. The message. And remember, the message is not for everybody. It is for Isaac. It is for Isaac. Can I see Isaac here? Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. I am still answering his question. So if you have heard the message, number one, you will come out of the denominational system. And number two, you will not wait until daybreak before you go and baptize. So that you'll be justified. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You even came out of denomination and repented. You repented of what? What did you repent of? The first repentance you repent is to repent from false doctrines you have been holding on to all these years. Hallelujah. Apostle Paul spoke about godly sorrow that worketh repentance. Godly sorrow that worketh repentance. That is, godly sorrow that leads to repentance. These days, that scripture has no meaning in the church. Because if I make altar call, even now, this morning, in a church like this now, there are people that will run to the altar, they laugh. I mean, not today. Not today. Huh? You come. You say you come. Not today, oh, me. Me, now altar call. I don't come before. I don't go for Christ's embassy. I come once, and then when I come go redeem, I come. But me, I like this church. Who now make me come? Thank you, Lord. Amen. A true altar call. Where is the altar? Tell me where is the altar? Tell me where the altar is. Oh, I'm not seeing anybody pointing at the altar. Where is the altar? Where is the altar? We are pointing to them. That is the truth. Altar call begins from godly sorrow will strike. Suddenly you recognize that they play with my life. This God has been very merciful. If you say I died for that accident, where I escaped, hey, now hell have a day now. So this is why my life has been up and down. I have been living a life without God. I have not appreciated my maker. By the time you start to think, you will reach a stage where, before you know what, tears are coming out. You are telling Lord, have mercy on me. Godly sorrow that produce worketh repentance. And unless your repentance starts from there, you will continue to be going for altar call. Every church you go, altar call. Every crusade, altar call. Altar call. Because you have truly not answered, responded to the true altar. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And listen, listen, listen. He says, and repented, but did not do the correct water baptism. So that person did not repent. He said, that I said, if that person dies, he is going to hell. And I am still referring, I'm still stressing that. If it is God that calls you, I've stressed, there are two types of call by God himself. I want to limit myself to God calling you. Because I have told you that you can call yourself. And also Satan can call you. But God can also call you. But when God calls you, he calls you to fall under either of two categories. Please bear with me. I received a text from somebody who says, since this ministry is going international, that he would like to come and help me polish my English. Is that person here now? Wave your hand. Somebody who wants to be my English teacher. Is the person here now? Amen. The person is not here. He want to polish my English. I send a text back to him, thanking him. Praise the Lord. But sir or ma, whoever you are the one that sent that text. You know what came to my mind when I read it? That was the same thing they did to TB Joshua, and he's in the wretched condition he is today now. Do you know why I say wretched condition? When you lower the bar of the gospel for any other reason, you lower the bar of the gospel to accommodate some people, you have fallen from grace. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Go and read the sermon book of William Branham. Then you will understand Polish English. It is same, those same jaga jaga English. They call it Kentucky English. It is that same English that I read, because I didn't even hear him, that I read, and I got enough revelation to get out of the Antichrist system. Hallelujah. We will not go to school. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We will not go to school. And let me tell you, hallelujah, I have my language. I'm speaking English. God is not an Englishman. Your salvation is not determined by the big, big grammar you know. You who want to polish my English, you know English, you say, God left you to pick Tayo. What does Sister Chinwe, no go school. What does Solomon cannot even write his name. He's here now in our midst, brother Solomon here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You will have told God to polish their English first before ministering to them. Anyway, that was by the way. I was just talking something. Then I remember, say, I don't have enough grammar to satisfy some people. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In bright assembly, listen, hallelujah. I am not seeking for international recognition. Listen, church. I am not setting up a church to make room for Ibo to come in. I want a preacher to hear me. The problem with Africans is inferiority complex. Somebody thinks the fact that a white man, a European American, sits in your church makes your church to be recognized. If Oyibo begin to come to this church, I will guide my loins. Anywhere they land, they are coming with, it doesn't matter. They come with dollar to confuse poor preachers. Poor preachers. And they come here and they want to come and set a standard. Which standard? That you have lowered the gospel in America and Europe and they have put God away. What did you achieve in your country that you want to come to Nigeria to repair? A report that come to this church will sit down and learn. Okay. Wait and see. You know, there are some things when you say, it's being recorded. When you see me deviating, because I asked a sister, why a church, synagogue, that I went there in 1998 or 99. When I went there, you can't even paint your mouth and enter there. Sister, you can't wear trousers and enter that church. And let me tell you why I am saying this now. I'm calling TB Joshua. I was reliably informed. I say reliably informed that TB Joshua watches our programs every day for this church. I hope TB Joshua, you are hearing me now. Brother Joshua, wake up. You are falling from grace. That church, you can't wear trousers and enter there. If you don't cover your head, they will allow you to enter. At that time, come and see raw miracles, signs and wonders. Raw! Not this one, what did they do now? Raw! Suddenly, Oyibo step in there to repackage him. And that is the estate they are in now. Women wearing trousers. When I asked, they said that after Oyakhilome visited that church and he left, he called a workers' meeting and then decided to let them know of his decision to make them look more presentable. Since we are going international, it is that same spirit that is trying to smuggle here now to that person that wants to polish my English. Praise the Lord. You are coming to polish my English. You have not gone to school to see university graduates of these days that cannot say one good English. Those who school these days. I finished my secondary school in 1978. Oh yes. June 1978, I finished my own secondary school. And at that time, we know what it means to pass your WASC. Not these days that your papa they write for you. And they pay people. Somebody is living in Lagos here. They are going to Ogun State to write a JAMB. You don't know why they go there. Special center. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let that young man don't be stumbled by my bad English. Amen. I am still saying something. I was reading it. Anyone that God himself called, he called you to achieve two purposes. One, calling you as a vessel of honor, calling you unto his saving grace, or calling you just to use you and dump you. If he is the one that calls you through his foreknowledge, you are predestinated, hallelujah, to eternal life, Romans 8:29, hallelujah, because those that he predestinates, they are those that he called. And those that he himself called for eternal life, they are the ones he will justify. Correct water baptism. And those that he justified, they are the ones that he glorified by the baptism of the Holy Ghost to make them to become the sons and daughters of God. But others, he will leave them hanging like that. You're praising the anointing, you're living in fornication, lying, hatred, and cheating, and doing whatever it is, even your conscience is not disturbing you. And he himself is not telling you, don't do this, my son. For whom he loves, he chastises. But you, your own, he doesn't love you. That's why you enter sin, you come out. Nothing happened. If you handle microphone in your church again, the anointing will flow. Nyafu, nyafu, nyafu. And you are thinking that it is evidence. After all, anytime I say in Jesus' name, something must happen. That is the mystery, and that is where so many people miss it. Even in this church, even in this ministry. Praise the Lord. Let me tell you, angels of God are holy angels. I repeat, they cannot behold iniquity. The angel that is walking with you, church, listen, brother, sister, if that angel is truly from the throne of God, no angel beholds iniquity. Church, if you have a genuine angel from God walking with you, speaking to you, giving you revelation, walking around with you, the day you commit anything, he steps aside. He will be looking at you angrily. Sin separates. But church, you just stood up from your boyfriend's bed. And as you are cleaning up yourself, a vision broke forth. And it's giving you a correct message. And anytime you see it, it never fails. You are sure. And you have just stood up from your boyfriend's bed. I am saying it with all authority. Something is wrong with your relationship with God. Something is wrong. I am saying this because preachers, ministers, men and women that God is using, they are hearing me now. Unknown to so many of you that supposedly are anointed, it is not every spirit giving you revelation that is from God. There are familiar spirits. Satan. Satan disguises like an angel of light. When he intends to lead you to hell, he will never let you know you are doing anything wrong. The angel of God, immediately you are missing the road, he will beat you back to track. But it is Satan that will encourage you. He is called the son of perdition. Perdition is one. The son of perdition is one who leads to destruction. He's leading you to destruction and you don't know it. It means he's following you. That doesn't matter. It's grace. Don't worry. It's grace. Don't worry. The blood of Jesus covered that sin you have just committed. Just go ahead. Can't you see? Can't you see the vision? Even the anointing has increased. Can't you see it? My father never lied. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And let me tell you also, all of us that say we are born again. Amen. You are born again with a seed. Every seed grows. Every seed grows. No seed remains stagnant. The words that I speak, Jesus Christ said, they are spirit and they are life. The last Adam, the Bible says, was made a quickening spirit. A spirit that produces life. If you are truly born again, church, your life, your Christian life, the Christian virtues in you, they are supposed to be growing every day. You are supposed to be a better and better Christian as the years go by. You must understand this. When Apostle Paul said, examine yourself whether you be in the faith. Because you may be out of the faith and thinking you are still in it. So check yourself. How was my Christian life last year? How is it now this year? Am I better this year than last year or not? You must be better if it is the living spirit that is living inside of you. Hallelujah. You must be better. You must be better. That is evidence you have received a quickening spirit. But brother, since after last year, you know what you were struggling with up to now. See, God hates pride. I'll give that as an example. I told you, I say, one evidence that you have met with God, hallelujah, it achieves, all of these three things. Number one, fear of God. Number two, love of God. And number three, it humbles you. Why will you not be humbled? Apostle Paul thought he had made some achievements. But when the true revelation of salvation came before him, he counted all he has achieved as what? Dung. But these days, preachers are looking for titles and titles and titles and titles. Titles, Apostle Paul called them as shit. Reverend Doctor. Doctor in comma. At the end, PhD. And all that thing. Why? It's a spirit of pride that is acquiring all those titles. You want to be known as something when you should always see yourself as nothing as far as salvation is concerned. The more you know God, the more humble you become. So, if last year your identity was identity of pride, how do I know? Amen. Hallelujah. You know, you can't score yourself. Eh? It is what you hear people say about you that enables you to know how to walk. So if you write to me and tell me, brother, you are too proud, instead of me to react and abuse you, you must be a serpent seed. You must be, or I get angry and start to fight you. Hallelujah. It is evidence you are truly possessed of that thing they are saying. No, it's true. See, Hallelujah. I had children when they were younger in those days. When one of them ran to me one morning and said, "Daddy, see, Daddy, they abusing me," was crying. Abusing me. Say, "What happened?" They say, "Joy," say, "my head be like coconut." And he was crying. So I took him. I said, "Come to the mirror." Then I heard coconut. I said, "See coconut here. See your head. Is it the same?" He said, "No." I said, "So, Joy is a liar. Anytime she say, 'See your head like coconut,' tell her you are a liar and go away. But if you look at the mirror, you see, say your head be like coconut." Instead of getting angry, make it be like a human being. Don't be angry because somebody is correcting you. Why should a human being's head be like coconut? Hallelujah. Sister, if a brother look at you and say, "You be like mommy water," don't be angry. Go to the mirror. Stand before the mirror. You will soon discover that true, you look like mommy water. Why? You are a Nigerian with short hair. See, you go put something where polo reach your shoulder. Attachment here. And then you dress with one skirt where tight like this. Here, down like fish. Here, the body. Then you know, tight. So, and then here like everywhere. You look like mommy water. You know, it's the truth. What you do is go and remove the attachments. Open your skirt and move freely. Why must you tight yourself until they see all your cups? Mami water. It's mami water. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He said that is the evidence that he is going to hell. Because he said, and that I said, the person's name is not in the book of life. Only those that will go to heaven have their names in the book of life. Only those that will go to heaven. They are the reason Christ went to the cross on Calvary. Their names are in the book of life. And God will do everything to take them to heaven. They are the only ones. So, if anybody says he's a Christian and you did not present yourself to be washed with the blood of Jesus through the ordinance of water baptism, you are dying and entering the grave with your sin. You can never go in the rapture. The only reason why you will go in the rapture, I repeat, Colossians 1:27, Christ in you, the hope of glory. And listen, church, the Holy Ghost inside of you is a spirit of truth. He will lead you to all truth. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Listen, verse 13. Verse 13. Are we there? 2 Thessalonians. This is the way he put it. Verse 13. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God has from the beginning chosen you to salvation. Through what? That is holy living. Sanctification of the Spirit. And what? And believe of the truth. You are choosing from the beginning. God chose you through sanctification of the Spirit, cleaning you up and to cause you to believe the truth. For ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. To know the truth is to hear it and respond to it. Act on it. So how can God have your name in the book of life and will not grant you the opportunity to be baptized? Make your calling and election sure. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The other one he asked, now I ask, what about one of the robbers who died with Christ without baptism? And yet he was promised eternal life. Now, church, listen. The young man that died on the cross, I want you to establish one fact first. Number one, that young man, if he was alive, if he was not in prison at that time, he would not have been among those to kill Jesus. Do you agree with me? Do you agree with me? Because he hung on the cross there and was stopping another person that was adding salt upon injury. Jesus Christ is suffering there. This one of them is there busy yapping him. All of them are dying, you know. At the point of death, oh. The other one, they say, don't talk like that now. Me and you, you know who we be. We are paid for what we did. We are criminals. That is what God wants you to acknowledge. God wants you to acknowledge that you are a sinner. Because unless you acknowledge you are a sinner, you can never repent. Hallelujah. Therefore, he was there, he was looking at him. I say, if he were outside, he will not have been among those killing, because he will have been telling all those Pharisees and say, this man no committed anymore, no killer. He's not guilty of anything. That is one area you must look at that man first. Praise the Lord. Romans chapter 9. There is a statement of fact here that Apostle Paul made reference to. Verse 10. Are we there? Let me do a little long reading here, but you will get the picture. And not only this, listen. But when Rebekah also had conceived by one, even by our father Isaac, for the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, they were still in the womb, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth. Who is he that calleth? Shout it again. Why is he calling? We already know the depth of that statement. Through foreknowledge. Through foreknowledge. You are predestined. Those he predestined, they are those he called. There was something he knew concerning those two children in the womb of Rebecca. Before they were born. He knew something concerning the two of them. Okay, let me read on. It was said unto her, the elder shall serve the younger. As it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. He loved one, he hated one. While they were still in the womb. Verse 14. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. For he said to Moses, I will have mercy. That is why I am going concerning the thief on the cross. I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. And I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So then, verse 16. It is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. That should answer that question, but let's read further, verse 17. For the scripture said unto Pharaoh, even for this same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might show my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. That was why he was hardening his heart to refuse to release the children of Israel to go. God raised him up so that he will use him to refuse. Then he will come and demonstrate his power that they have never seen before. And don't question him. Do you understand what I'm saying? Don't question him. Oh, don't question him. I want to show the whole world that I can divide the sea into two. I want to show the whole world that I have power to turn every river to blood. I want to tell the whole world that I can stop.